we have three very important birthdays coming up, and I don't know which order to put them in. We have Dr. Martin Luther King, we have Michael Ryan, and we have the wife of Windham Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt, Lisa Hoyt. So, Mr. Hoyt, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Which one do you think we should put at the top? Well, let's not even get into that, because we'll get in trouble no matter what we do.
you know the answer to that.
Up. So how old is your wife, Mr. Hoyt?
Do you want to see me with a black eye?
Absolutely not. But Lisa and I enjoy the same birthday, which is kind of fun.
Yeah. Actually, I'll say how old she is. She's 29.
29 years old, same age as Jack Benny. Or was he 59?
He was 39.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, man.
Somehow, whatever ends in 9 is a good age. But then, of course, Dr. King is the man on top, as always. But anyway, Mr. Hoyt, you have a meeting coming up this week, and our birthdays are on the 15th, so we'll be waiting for your meeting to be over so we can start celebrating. What do you got on tap?
I think the first thing I would like to bring up today is the retirement of John Farrell from our neighboring town of Hunter.
And John's been around for a long time.
35 years committed service to the town of Hunter. I think that's honorable.
Now, you work in the highway department for 35 years. You're working hard.
Oh, no doubt about that.
You know, how long were you the highway chief in Windham?
18 and a half.
So that's just half of it. And you were getting worn out or what?
I just needed a change.
No, I hear you. But, yeah, John's been around, and whenever I've called him, he's always been readily available, has some good quotes, and the people in town must love him because they keep electing him.
Yeah, so I just figured that was definitely worth a mention of his achievements for the town of Hunter.
Without a doubt. And now, is he retiring before the end of the year?
I believe he's retired right now.
He's done now, okay.
And from what I've been told is they've appointed a new superintendent.
Okay.
And John's going to serve as his deputy to help him get familiar and get through the season. And that individual, if he so chooses, will run for election this fall.
No, that's John Farrell all the way, isn't it? Helping the new guy come in?
He's helping the town is how John's going to look at it.
Right.
He's going to look at it. I'm not going to leave my town high and dry.
Now, do you know him, Tommy? Is he a local guy?
He's a Farrell. That's like a Hoyt from Windham's. The Farrells from Black Oak.
Oh, is that right? They're from Platte Clove?
Yes.
Now, what about the John Farrell down there at the 911 center? Is he part of that family?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I don't think so either, because he doesn't seem like that. But he's a very dedicated firefighter guy, so all these Farrells seem to have it in them one way or the other.
Yeah, by name.
Yeah. All right. And the second thing, then, after Mr. Farrell, and we say adieu, but you're not leaving, so it's good to still have you around. I hear you guys got some more money. You got like a magnet on money. What's going on up there in Windham?
I'm not sure what's going on, but we were fortunate enough to receive another grant for land use and in the sum of $72,000.
Well, that's a nice chunk of money. Now, when you say land use, I guess that has to do with this committee you've set up. You're looking into all kinds of things, site plan review, revisions, and zoning. And that. So this money will be used, as I read it, towards zoning.
Correct. And to take the next step now, then we have the finance behind us. Then officially the town board has to name a committee to study zoning and what parts of the area will be rural or commercial or high impact. It's not a flick of a light switch and everything is done.
Right.
It's quite a process and there's a procedure you have to do. You just can't draw a couple lines and say, oh, we're good. There's tons of public involvement. There may even be a survey. It's endless, kind of like the comprehensive plan, how we work diligently to get something that worked for the town of Windham.
Right.
This will be done the same fashion.
Now, as I looked at the notes that I got, there's quite a few municipalities that got this money and the state, this comes from the Department of State, they've set aside this money exactly for this purpose.
Correct, because responsible growth.
They call it smart growth, I guess. You and I and Jay wouldn't know anything about smart, but but yes, Windham, as I looked through the list of towns and villages that got this money, Windham was the only one really locally. Philmont got a little bit of money across the river, but how did you guys get this money?
We knew the grant was available with the help of Delaware Engineer. We applied for the grant. We had a lot of support and documentation. We had the comprehensive plan that was just completed, so that gave us some points. And we had some support letters from neighboring communities saying it would be good for Windham to get in the 21st century.
Now, I've heard a lot of talk. There's a lot of misunderstandings about zoning. Years ago, if you even mentioned the word, you'd get kicked out of town. So what has changed in Windham? Why is the town looking into this?
Because we're running out of land, Mike.
Okay.
We're running out of land, and we have some projects that come in front of the planning board, and the planning board currently does not have the proper tools to address what's going on in the 21st century compared to 1960.
And evidence of that is you drive down South Street, you see that project going up, Stonewall Glen. Now, that's been on the books for a while, but all of a sudden, Wyndham is not booming exactly, but it's definitely, there's a lot going on.
Oh, there's definitely. I believe the last time I looked at the wall, we issued 128 building permits this year in the town of Wyndham.
Whoa. Now, that's not all new houses, is it?
No, but it's projects. It could be a renovation. It could be a solar array on someone's garage. It could be just a shed for your lawnmower. It could be a full addition. It could be a new home. And some of those were large, multi-structure building permits.
Wow. Now, I mentioned Stonewall Glen. Now, part of the revisions that you're doing involve that project, not because they did anything improper or whatever. They did everything by the book. But it was 10 years ago or whatever, and now, 10 years later, they can just start up, and you guys decided, well, you know what? We really should look at that, that if a project is on hold for several years, they need to come back to the planning board.
The new proposed site plan draft law, we're almost finished with that. It will state that the applicant has a year to get the shovel in the ground.
Okay.
After 1 year, if the shovel is in the ground, they can apply for a one-year extension to get their project underway. If they don't have it underway within 2 years, then they have to come back to the planning board and start the process again. It may not be as in-depth of a review if it's on year 3 or 4, but if it's on year 10, it'll get looked at with a different set of eyes because the world changes year to year, not a decade later.
And, you know, this isn't anything that anyone's doing incompetently. This is just, as you said, times change, and no one expected when Stonewall Glen was first approved that it would take that long, but the economy changed, and so you guys are changing necessarily.
Right, and our neighbors have had zoning for numerous years, Jewett, Lexington, to name a few, and they're still building homes over there, still running garages and doing everything. It doesn't mean, oh my God, the world is coming to an end when you initiate a zoning into your community. It just means you're doing it under a set of eyes that protects your community values.
So you do hear a lot of people talking about zoning, and there's a lot of stuff they say that just doesn't happen. It's just not real. It's just imagination. So anyway, that will take several months, if not a year.
It's going to take a while because, like I say, we're not just going to draw lines on a map and shade them into a different color. We're going to go through the process and talk to the residents. We'll officially name the committee. So if there's people within the community that have a concern, they could reach out to somebody on that committee and say, hey, are you guys looking at this, or what does this mean, or what does that mean? So the community be educated in the process.
You guys have had your reorganization already?
Yes, we have.
And that's all set? And that's pretty mundane. You just basically name the same people year after year because they're doing a good job.
We had one difficult decision this year.
Which is?
Official newspaper.
I set myself up for that one, Mr. Fink.
I was going to say radio station, but you never know. We have a we have a captive audience at Town Hall.
Yeah, right. So the official newspaper almost became the town crier. No. Yeah, but I did hear the official station for Lexington is WRIP, so that's good.
Well, thank you, Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
No, as always, the town of Wyndham appreciates WRIP, and
sure.
I believe the entire county does, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. Guys are everywhere. And I'm using the word guys, and I'm using that generically. I hope everyone understands that. I recognize women are involved in a lot of these positions and decision-making. Anything else worth mentioning? Your meeting is Thursday night. We're talking to Wyndham Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt.
A brief update on the ambulance building. If they go by, they'll actually see some windows in the building this week. As we said before, propane was delivered so that the contractor can turn the heat on as needed. It's not the town's expense, but the tanks have been set. There's a temporary heater in there. The electrician has been on site pulling wires. It's moving right along in a positive direction.
Now, I cover the legislature as well, the Greene County Legislature, and they praised Evergreen Construction for the work they did over there on Route 17. It was washed out in the flood Christmas ago, and it came in under budget. So is that possible with the ambulance, or are you guys going to come in right around what the 3.5 mil figure is?
We're going to be under that because of the money we saved with value engineering.
Anything else worth mentioning? Again, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Wyndham Town Board at the Municipal Building in Hensonville. All right, so we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Sounds good, guys.
Thank you, Tommy.
Yep, bye.
Thank you, Mr. Hoyt.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.